This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Tasmania's upper house has passed legislation containing major reforms around trans, gender diverse and intersex rights in the state. After 3 days of contentious debate, the bill was passed late on Thursday evening, sending it back to the lower house for assent this week. The bill was originally designed to bring the state's marriage laws in line with same-sex marriage laws, but the legislation has since been amended to introduce sweeping trans, gender diverse and intersex related legal reforms. West Australian Liberal MP Andrew Hastie has been criticised for lobbying religious leaders for support over Labor's plan to introduce protections for LGBTI students in religious schools. On Wednesday, the West Australian reported that Hastie, who strongly opposed marriage equality, had met resistance from an Anglican priest and former Liberal Party candidate after a meeting of local religious leaders in his electorate of Canning. Hastie and Queensland Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker, who also attended, reportedly warned those at the meeting that Labor's bill, aimed at introducing protections for LGBTI students in religious and independent schools, would infringe on their religious freedom. A HIV self-test has become available in New South Wales as the latest New South Wales health data shows a 17% drop in HIV transmissions in 2018. In 2018, there were 278 new cases of HIV reported in New South Wales, compared to the 5-year average of 335. However, in the fourth quarter of 2018, new HIV notifications rose compared to recent quarters. HIV transmission rates continue to fall among Australian-born men who have sex with men, dropping 33% compared to the 5-year average. The Greens say the funding extension for the controversial school chaplain program could pose a major risk to LGBTI students following the federal budget announcement. The government announced that the program would continue to be funded to the tune of $245 million over the next 4 years. The same 4-year funding amount was announced as part of last year's budget under then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. The new budget documents show a further $61 million commitment to cover 2022 and 2023 should the program not be discontinued before then. The Trans and Gender Diverse Legal Service will this week be officially launched by the Inner City Legal Centre and Dentons after a successful 6-month pilot program. Announced as the Transgender Legal Service in September last year, to date, the service has allowed clients to access critical legal support relating to their gender status, with the most common legal matters affecting clients involving civil law, followed by family, criminal and employment law matters. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Aussie Olympic soccer player Tamika Butt has changed the name on her jersey to show her commitment to new wife Christy Yallop. Butt married Yallop 2 months ago, but announced on Twitter she would be changing her jersey name for the big match against the US women's national team in Colorado last week. The Matildas sadly went down 5-3 to the Americans in a high-scoring, thrilling match. Just weeks after suspending registration for the Euro Games, organisers have now planned a new, slightly smaller event. The European Gay and Lesbian Sports Federation announced on Wednesday they have permission to run the new event in Rome and reopen registration for the July Games, as only 1,400 of the projected 5,000 participants originally registered. Events were cut due to a lack of entrants for basketball, pétanque and rugby, and in addition, the Roma Run and Roma Bike events will be offered as leisure sports, leaving 12 still up for grabs. Former AFL footballer Brian Lake has pleaded guilty to an attack on his ex-wife and a woman believed to be her new lesbian lover. On February 12, Lake plowed his fist through a door in his ex-wife's home and yelled, "You effing lesbians, I heard everything, look at you," before assaulting the unnamed female. Lake was sentenced to 250 hours community service over 18 months and was released. He was arrested again last Thursday for another violent incident at his estranged wife's house and was charged with criminal damage and stalking on bail.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.